Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. So, as you can see, and just heard, the title is The Difference in Survival Among Urban and Rural Cancer Patients in Florida. So let me get right to it. Let's see. Okay, that one. So just for disclosures, I have no disclosures, no financial relationships, and definitely no off-label use of anything. Authors and affiliations, this is part of a larger project with many collaborators, and the collaborators who worked on this particular piece are listed there at the University of Miami. So for approval and fundings, we have approval from the University of Miami IRB and the Florida DOH IRB, and funding was provided from a Florida State research program, the James Nestor King Biomedical Research Program. So an outline of my presentation today, I'm going to be talking just a little bit about disparities in health. You probably are all familiar with disparities and their impacts, so I'll go over that very quickly, and then briefly touch on the objective of this study, which is rural and urban disparities, which you may or may not be as familiar with, talk about the methods, results, and conclusions. So disparities in health. Disparities in health can arise along the continuum of care and throughout the healthcare system. We can recognize these in a number of different instances along the continuum of care, and these are just a few that people have looked at more perhaps than others. And those are in access, which can include having insurance or not. It can be in the diagnosis of an illness. And so here and in most of my research, I concentrate on cancer. So I'll be focusing on, you know, on cancer, and that's what I always think of, in treatments and procedures that people get, both treatments for the primary disease, in this case cancer, and also follow-up treatments, for example, if you get reconstruction after breast cancer, and also in patient outcomes such as mortality and survival. These disparities can lead to poor health outcomes and also poor health care. And they can also lead, since I'm an economist, as you heard, to unnecessary cost, which is something that we don't think of as often. So, and this is because that disparities are really, they portray an inefficiency in the healthcare system. And so a joint Center of Political and Economic Studies study showed that if we were to eliminate health disparities in minorities, this would actually reduce direct medical expenditures substantially. So this is something that we don't talk about very much, but it is an important thing, and I think something important for policy. So in our disparities research, kind of in the larger picture, we use a large linked database to explore cancer disparities. So our research includes first using these databases to identify these disparities in diagnoses, treatment, and outcomes, and then addressing these disparities by moving making these disparities known to the communities where these disparities are affecting the communities. So that's kind of the second piece, and I won't be talking about that today. So disparities studied in our larger work, we looked at racial ethnic disparities, and those are the races that we're able to look at given this large database that I'll be talking about. We also looked at disparities by ethnicity, Hispanic and non-Hispanic, by SES, which is socioeconomic, and we measure this by the percentage of the neighborhood living in poverty, by type of facility where people are treated, and also by other demographic characteristics such as marital status and insurance, and of course here, by geographic region where they live, rural versus urban. So the purpose of this study, you know, kind of get to the chase of it, is to examine the association between patients' geographic location, where they live, rural versus urban location, and survival in patients diagnosed with lung cancer in Florida between 1996 and 2007. So why lung cancer? So this is a map of the U.S., and it shows kind of disparities or differences in rates of diagnosis or incidence of lung cancer, the red representing higher rates, the yellow representing lower rates. And so you can see, according to the U.S., to the National Cancer Institute in the U.S. in 2013, there'll be an estimated 230,000 almost new cases and almost 160 deaths from lung cancer. So it is a substantial problem. So the previous one showed all cancers. This is rates by, and my eyes are failing me, age of just incidence. So you can see there's, this one's female. All right, let's go back. Female, male, all. So you can see it's different for different populations. So why urban versus rural? We've seen in other cancers, specifically breast cancer, for example, that there are differences in survival and other disparities by rural versus urban. And these have been hypothesized to be associated with lower rates or less aggressive treatment, lack of screening facilities, so people are diagnosed at different stages, less provision of screening or other preventive services, shortage of healthcare providers, or other things that you can read there. But there's really very little or no research on lung cancer and whether or not this is also a problem with lung cancer. So that's why we decided to do this research, and we have the database to look at it. So the methods for our study, and this was a part of a larger study where we looked at a lot of different disparities. We used the Florida Cancer Data System, the FCDS, which is the state cancer registry. We have access to data from 1981 to the present. We actually used just for this study 1996 to 2007, which allows us to link it to ACA data, which is the Agency for Healthcare Administration, which gives us diagnoses and procedures. So we have a very rich data set which gives us all of the comorbidities for these patients, which allows us to control for everything else that's going on, which when we look at survival is very important. So in all, there's over 207 million patient records, but we're just focusing on lung cancer in this case. So our main outcome for this study is survival, which is time from date of diagnosis to death or loss to follow-up. Our main predictor of interest is geographic location. We excluded individuals missing geographic location or race, ethnicity, or socioeconomic status. Oh, and just to say, we defined their geographic location by this rural-urban commuting area code, which is developed by University of Washington. They have a large transportation center who defined this, so you can actually get these from the web. It's a wonderful resource. And our final sample after exclusions was this almost 150,000 people. Okay, so our statistics. We did univariate and multivariate Cox regression models to determine whether or not there were differences in survival. And you can see with the multivariate regressions, we were able to control for a whole list of demographic characteristics, treating hospital characteristics, clinical characteristics, and the treatments received. For survival, we calculated median, 1, 3, and 5 year survival rates, and then with the regression analyses, just overall survival. Okay, so to get to results, these are the important things. First, just some demographics. We wanted to compare, are patients, lung cancer patients, different in rural and urban areas? So just to focus on the red area, the numbers in red, and these are all significant differences, but we have large numbers. So look and see whether or not you think they're actually substantial differences. It looks like there's a substantially more higher percentage of men in rural areas than there are in urban areas. There's definitely fewer Hispanics. Remember, this is just Florida. There are fewer Hispanics in rural areas than in urban areas. And I don't have a pointer, unfortunately, but I'd be pointing at the low socioeconomic status. Rural areas definitely are poorer than urban areas. So more demographics. In terms of smoking, the current smoking rates for these lung cancer patients in rural areas is about 5%, 5 percentage points higher, which is a fair degree higher. We know current smoking is associated with worse outcomes in lung cancer patients. Private insurance is substantially lower, you know, almost 20% versus almost 8%. The type of facility that they're seen at varies a bit, with rural patients more likely to be seen at low volume facilities. And then if we look at kind of the clinical characteristics, looking at SEER stage, people in rural areas are less likely to be diagnosed at a localized stage, which is important. Maybe they're just not getting in for preventative care. There's not much lung cancer screening going on. That may be changing soon. That's one of my other big areas of study is lung cancer screening, but there's not much screening going on, but they might not be getting regular care to catch things. And the rates of unknown stage are much higher. The type of lung cancer, they're much much less likely to be diagnosed with non-small cell lung cancer. The other category that's missing here is just other, and that kind of makes up the bulk of it. So let's get into the actual survival results. For each of these graphs that I'm showing you, or for most of them, red will be rural and the blue will be urban, and so they'll be all divided up that way. And I'll show you kind of overall, then for black versus white, non-Hispanic, Hispanic, and low SES through high SES. And so we have these four different categories of socioeconomic status. So just, you know, glancing at it, this is median survival in months. You can see median survival for lung cancer patients. This is small cell and non-small cell put together, is fairly low. You know, kind of overall, if you were to look at it, it's less than 8 months if you were to combine everyone. But it does look like, and this is unadjusted, that rural patients have slightly higher survival by about a month, slightly over a month than rural patients. Blacks compared to whites have slightly lower, and there is a striking increase in survival as you go from low to high SES. But again, the same, except for at the very low SES, the same trend holds that rural is lower than urban. Okay, if you look at the percentage survival at 1, 3, and 5 years, if you look just down at the bottom for the rural and urban, you can see again the rural is shoved slightly down from the urban at all the different time periods. And we can look at 1, 3, and 5 years separately, again broken up by each of them. And I'll go through these quickly because we really see the same pattern over and over again. Rural is slightly less than urban. Blacks are slightly, even stratified, blacks are, you know, reduced from whites. Hispanics are not that different from non-Hispanics. We really don't see much going on there. And we do see this trend for SES, which is quite a strong trend. That one kind of anomaly of high SES in rural, we have very few people there. So you can't really judge too much by that. That's probably a very few people making up that really low survival. Okay. 3 year, see the same thing. 5 year, we see the same thing. So let's get to the Cox regression results. So we did both univariate, where we didn't control for any other characteristics, and then we did first multivariate, where we included just demographics, and then the multivariate two, where we included demographic, clinical characteristics, and comorbid characteristics. So with the univariate, we see that there is a difference between rural versus urban, where rural does have worse survival with the 1.11 coefficient, so about 11% worse survival than do people in urban areas. With the multivariate one, where we just include demographics, we still see that trend. However, when we include clinical characteristics, treatment, and everything else, and the comorbid conditions particularly, that effect goes away and there's no difference in survival between rural and urban patients. So what are our conclusions from this? So we see that lung cancer patients who reside in rural locations are more likely to be or have male, be non-Hispanic, have much lower socioeconomic status, be current smokers, not have private insurance, be treated at low volume facilities, have small cell lung cancer, and have less localized disease. In our univariate analyses, we see that they have significantly shorter survival. However, when we do control for everything, including, and like I said, especially the comorbidities, we find that survival is not different. And ours is one of the first studies that, as I mentioned, you know, kind of back in the methods, to really be able to control for all of the comorbidities because we linked to the ACA data set and we're able to get the full range of comorbidities. You know, so this is how we believe that our results are more stable and stronger than most previous studies, we find that this effect disappears. And so, you know, our results kind of show that rural treating facilities, we think, provide equally good care, even though the patients that are being seen there, we think, are more ill. So with that, I'll end and take questions at the end. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Byrne.